scientists, are they all evolutionists?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie, Evolution. One of our colleagues, Ken, was on a talk show program, and a caller insisted that he didn't know of any real scientists who were creationists. He was way off on that one, right?
That's for sure. I've met hundreds of real scientists who believe in the Genesis account of creation. In fact, most of the famous scientists in the past were creationists. Names like Michael Faraday, James Clerk Maxwell, Isaac Newton, Johannes Kepler, and so on, were some of the most famous scientists who ever lived. But they believed in the God of creation, and they accepted Genesis as literal history. I remember when I spoke to a number of scientists at the Goddard Space Center near Baltimore. You know, it was a thrill to see so many scientists, real scientists, who were involved in the space shuttle program, repairing the Hubble telescope and so on, who told me they believed that Genesis is accurate and evolution was wrong. There are thousands of scientists just like them throughout the world. What should all scientists believe about where they came from? Well, the answer's in Genesis. God created us in His image, just as Genesis says.
Most scientists believe in a universe that's billions of years old and it started with a Big Bang. But what does Scripture and science really say? For some fascinating reading on these intriguing topics, look for our free booklet, Astronomy and the Bible, when you go to our website, answersradio.com.